Today's scripture can be found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from the wicked and even men, for not everyone has faith.
Father, thank you so much for teaching me the value of prayer. Teach me, Father, to pray for others. Today, Lord, I pray that you will send revival into the body of believers and that you will impress upon us the fervent desire to complete the great commission that you have given to those who love you and who desire to see your appearing. Amen.
Why was prayer important to God? Do you have an answer? Well, today, take a look at Jesus' life in the Gospels, and you will see that it was very important. Many times Jesus would just go away and spend the whole night. In the King James Version, the word prayer appears 110 times. Praying appears 20 times. But the word pray appears 307 times. The word pray is the active version of the word, and it appears the most times. This should tell us something how important it is to God.
Today's action. On your knees today, continue to pray for revival and ask God for the strength to continue in prayer for the body of believers. Today's treasure is found in the book of Zechariah, chapter 10, verse 12. So I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, says the Lord.
You can't have a revival in your personal life, and you can't have a relationship without communication. You know, it doesn't do any good just to sit there and whine. It doesn't do any good to cry. It does good to get on your knees and face and worship, but take time to listen. If you sit next to your wife all day long, or your friend, or your boss, or a co-worker, and you never shut your mouth, you'll never know what they think. Take time to listen to God.